The Alaska Music Spotlight on KMBA is sponsored by The Taproot in Spinard, bringing to Anchorage live music from Alaskan artists and nationally touring bands. See their weekly live music calendar at taprootalaska.com.
Close the curtains and turn off the light. Let the world outside you go, 'cause you're the one I wanna hold tonight. Forget your problems and leave your cares at the door. Lay your head beside me, girl. You're the one I want forevermore. Find a brand new world in these four walls. Promise to you. Forgot how good it feels to hold you and let you know you're mine. What I know is all you want. You drive me crazy. Give me time when I reach for you and feel your touch against my skin. When I know it's love, it must be love I'm falling in tonight. Tonight, find a brand new world in these four walls. I promise to you, girl. If you think I'll be gone tomorrow, you know you couldn't be more wrong. 'Cause I know how to live in sorrow, but I keep holding on. I keep holding on to you.
That's music from Jared Woods, voted by the Anchorage Press as one of Anchorage's favorite singer-songwriters. Jared Woods' song called Tonight. You have found the Alaska Music Spotlight here on the radio every Friday at 5:30, featuring Alaskans, new music, and a look at what's happening this weekend and beyond. But right now, we're talking about what's happening right now, right here in our studio. Savannah Stueman is live with us here at KMBA. How you doing, Savannah?
Doing pretty good, thank you.
Just hanging out after school, just hanging out here at the fourth floor studios with the gorgeous sunset on the hills and thinking about some of the new music that you've made. We featured it over the last couple of days. We were sent new music by Savannah Stueman from Matt Stevens, who is one of our buddies over at South Central Foundation. How did he get a hold of these two tracks of yours that are so well produced? How did he grab them from you?
Me and Matt go back a few years. He's the one who actually got me into writing music in the first place. It was 4 years ago. I was 13, and he was like, Savannah, you have a great voice. You should really get into writing music. And then and there, I up and wrote a song. And I just remember I was like, this is so cool. I've never really done this before. And he just helped me work it all out. And I was so inspired to write music from then on.
And you've been writing and getting songs produced recently, including the two we're going to showcase here on the show. So Voice Inside is queued up and ready to go. Let's hear music from Savannah Steumann, and we'll come back and chat more about the making of music on a local level and different genres and what we all love to do, which is pick some of our favorites. We'll do that as well coming up. But right now, Savannah Steumann with her song called Voice Inside.
See me as I am, open up your hands, open up your eyes, and let me in. Look beyond the stars, look beyond the skies, look beyond this world, and open up your eyes. Don't give up, let your power shine through. Give yourself a chance, show them what you can do. Come take my hand.
Music from local artist Savannah Steumann, 90.3 KNBA. The song is actually Break Free. I messed that one up. We'll play Voice Inside in just a moment. Savannah Steumann's live in studio with us here at KNBA. South Central Foundation snagged some of this music and made it a part of their Domestic Violence Awareness Month campaign and shared your music through YouTube over the last several days. Is this the first time your music's been promoted like this?
Yes, it is. And I just want to say it's like a really big honor to have SCF support me. And I feel really honored to sharing my music through such a great cause, honestly.
Having somebody who heard the words you had to say and decided that those words had some weight to them. And that's a nice thing as a songwriter to know that something you've spent some time with actually had an impact on somebody. That's a tough one sometimes. Now, you've been writing music since you were 8. You're a junior at South. And where do you think you might go with some of this this talent that has taken off?
I'm not quite sure yet, but I just know I want to keep writing music. I work a lot with tech things. I like making videos. I've tried really hard to like incorporate my songs into some of the videos I made. I just haven't had the time, but I see that as something in the future that I'd love to do.
I like when we were talking about what we listen to that you were mentioning that you like to just spin records as you're sitting at home working on other projects, and some of the classics that are on vinyl just around your house that you like to listen to. So what are some of the things you listen to that are current and some maybe classic tracks as well? What are you listening to these days?
With current music, honestly, it can just be like anything, maybe some older pop music or new pop music. It can be all sorts of variety. I actually listen to like Christmas music all year.
You do, really?
I do. I'm one of those people.
Hey, maybe there's a Christmas album in you.
with records, I just love to listen to them. I will just sit in my room, play them all day. And I'm not sure like what all of them are. I'll just pick up a random one and I'll put it in my record player and I'll just listen to it. Ones I listen to the most are by Elvis Costello. I love listening to like all of his records. I have a few. And those are my favorite ones to listen to.
You were talking about that, how, you know, a good lyric can draw you right in and then you can take off with a whole song around that. So you're a lyrical songwriter, aren't you?
Yeah, I really like, with my lyrics, I try to, like, have it connect either with me or with other people so it means something more.
Can you tell me a little bit about Voice Inside as we set this one up? What inspired you, or what was maybe a favorite line in there that just really meant a lot to you?
A Voice Inside of Me, that was the second song that I wrote. I wrote that when I was 13 years old. It is very personal to me because I was going through a rough time. And it's just standing up for yourself and showing people you can be strong too. It doesn't matter if you look small or weak. You can stand up and have a voice for yourself.
Let's hear Voice Inside of Me from Savannah Stueman on 90.3 KNBA.
So fed up with these crowds in the world all trying to pull me in. Try to take me out of my place. There's no way that I'll give in. Now I will stand up proud, let some light shine on me. Gotta stand my ground, gonna sing out loud, gonna scream it out and shout it out. Gonna bang the ground, gonna pour it out for everyone to see. I've got a voice inside, a voice inside. We'll be right back.
there's a song inside, a song inside of me.
Voice Inside of Me, 90.3 KMBA. That is music from Savannah Stueman, who's live in studio with us. Those are two singles that were shared with us through Matt Stevens and South Central Foundation. Thanks for connecting us. Where would you do you have a full album that you've made? A new current full album?
I wouldn't say it's quite full yet, but definitely.
You're collecting tunes.
Definitely in the making.
Well, that's kind of cool. I like that idea of just making a few a year, and then after a few years, then you've got a collection of songs for an album. Why make a whole album all at once?
Well, mostly it's just timing. As a student and working all at once, I found less and less time to work on music. But sometimes I'm just like, I sit down and I get a tune in my head. I'm like, I need to write this down immediately.
That's the fun part of being a writer, is getting it down on paper and then doing something with it later, like you did with these two tracks, Voice Inside of Me and Break Free, were not songs you just wrote recently. They were songs that you've had around a little while. So what got you to record them just recently? What moved you from having songs on paper to actually going into a studio? I guess that was Matt.
Yes, actually, I am... I wrote them, and they're not too far apart. Like I said, A Voice Inside of Me I wrote when I was 13, and I wrote Break Free when I was 15. A friend had their parent come in, and he just gave this really inspirational talk about music and how important it is, and I went home, and I was like, I'm going to write a song. And Matt... It was really funny because Matt just a few days later was like, hey, do you want to record these? Like, you want to get some music in the studio? And I was like, yes, I do. Thank you very much.
Perfect timing. So what do you think's next?
I'm actually working on this new piece. It's called The End, and it's probably the most emotional piece I've written yet. And I'm really excited to see what I can do with it.
Sometimes emotional can be tough to then release out to everybody. Do you mm-hmm. find that to be a challenge at all, to write down such personal things in songs and then actually share them with people?
I think of it, I can get very picky with my music because I'm just like, oh, I don't want someone to hear that. But with this one, it's like I really want it to be known. Not just because, like, oh, listen to me, I made music. It's just, like, I love the message that it has in it, and this is very uplifting. And it's very, even though you're going through struggles, you can make it through it.
So the personal side of it is something that you're thinking now that, hey, it's good to share this, and I hope somebody else can... get a positive vibe
yeah.
out of it as well. And that's a lot about what music is all about. And so we'll keep spinning your positive tunes, and we look forward to hearing more from you. So when you get that next project done, bring it on by.
Thank you.
Get us that record. Let's get it on the radio. I appreciate you coming in today. Is there a spot that you're currently promoting your music, or, you know, do you have any website or any Facebook page maybe that people could connect with you if they want to talk music?
I don't have anywhere quite yet, but I will definitely look into that.
Good. When you're ready, you can do that. But for now, just do your thing, and we will keep enjoying the music on the radio. Thanks again.
Thank you.
The This Week and Beyond segment here on the local music show, where we're taking a peek at some activities that are going on. Live music-wise, we've got the band Kittywake coming back into town from Fairbanks. They'll be playing at the Taproot on November 14th. The Shootdangs. Everybody loves the Shootdangs. They're at the Taproot on November 12th. The Modern Savage has got a 5-year anniversary party on November 11th at the Willowaw. And don't forget that now will be Songbird Saturdays. That's a Songbird Saturday night with Emma Hill, local singer-songwriter, and that is at the Taproot. And one of our big events that is on the near horizon here, a very highly anticipated CD from the Hannah Yoder Band. Her CD release party will be November 18th at the 49th State Brewery. This is the new album right here in my hands called Something Good, Hannah Yoder Band, with All I Need, a new single featured on KMBA, where local music matters.
Quick enough to grab it. I won't leave it here for long. I'll only trust you for a song. So let my life be painted red, and I will take you to my bed, because I know we're going straight to hell. Here's my soul, a little tattered, but I don't really think that matters. Here's some patches and some paint, so you can cover up the stains, and put my hand upon that drink, so I don't have to think, because I know we're going straight to hell. So if you're the big romancer and you think you got the answer, better spit it out. You can talk until you're blue, because I know it ain't the truth. I'm sure without a doubt, there ain't no place in this world for all us silly boys and girls, with all these hours in the day that we just simply piss away. So give my heart to my mother and please tell her that I love her, but I know we're going straight to hell. Yes, I know we're going straight to hell.
For a full program guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KMBA. Music matters.